I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Many foreign investors in JPEEK's EB-5 developments are now left scrambling. That follows charges that the resort orchestrated a massive securities fraud with their money. But as Hillary Niles reports, some investors have more than just money at stake.
We met outside in a garden in the Washington, D.C. area after VPR agreed to grant him anonymity.
I don't want to mention my name because I'm, let's say, former politically exposed person, and one of the reasons why I was looking for EB-5 was just political persecution in my own country.
This investor in one of JPEEK's developments is a former high-ranking official in what used to be the Soviet Union. His children, like those of many other investors, were attending college in the U.S. But perhaps unlike some other investors, this one needed to leave his home country for his family's safety. And EB-5 could provide it. In the program, foreigners invest $500,000 in an American business. If 10 jobs are created within 2 years, conditional visas for the investors and their families turn into green cards, permanent U.S. residency. It's a scheme JPEEK started using in 2006 to bankroll $350 million worth of developments at the resort and at the newly acquired Burke Mountain ski area. Other projects in Newport were promised, too. The Russian investor visited Jay. He never met resort owner Ariel Kiros, but his impression of President Bill Stanger was good.
He was rather open, answering, let's say, difficult questions, like, for example, what happens if you pass away, what's going with the project. So we had really a long discussion, maybe an hour and a half with him. So.
And the business case was simple math, reasonable and attractive, the investor says. In late 2010, he went for it. He visited Jay again and saw the construction. He got updates and slowly started to earn back his investment.
So, in my view, it was really a big surprise when I got those news that there was a massive fraud.
Surprised in a way, but not shocked.
It's not the first time I was cheated, you know.
He got the word via email from his lawyer. In April, the Securities and Exchange Commission and the state of Vermont accused JPEEK of fraud. Kiros and Stanger allegedly commingled $200 million of investor money in ways they weren't allowed to and diverted $50 million for Kiros' personal benefit. Authorities put a federal receiver in charge of the resorts at JPEEK and Burke Mountain. The debacle threw investors' monetary returns and their immigration status into chaos.
How do you feel when someone steals your money? Of course you feel bad. Of course you feel bad. But for me, more important is legal consequences. Are there any fears for me, for my family, with our immigration status or not?
More than 700 investors from at least 74 countries put their money into 7 different projects at JPEEK. Each investor probably had different reasons for wanting U.S. residency. It could be safety or human rights, access to education or American financial markets, or other reasons entirely. For all of them, the allegations that their money was misused strike deep. Immigration attorney Ron Klaskow sums it up.
The biggest issue for most of those JPEEK investors is whether the money was used in the actual project that they were supposed to have invested in. And if it wasn't, should that matter? And should investors be deported because their money was used in a different project?
Klaskow is representing some investors in JPEEK projects. He says that families like those of the Russian investor, who got their green cards after the project was finished, are pretty secure.
I think the Immigration Service would be taking upon itself to pour gasoline on a fire to search out people with green cards and try to deport them.
That said, he recommends that investors with green cards apply for naturalization as soon as they're eligible.
Once you become a U.S. citizen, then it's almost impossible for the government to strip you of U.S. citizenship.
But not everybody got a green card. The projects some investors funded remain incomplete. ANC Bio, a Korean biotech firm planned for Newport, was barely even started. And if a project's not built, no jobs are created. And if no jobs are created, the EB-5 deal is off. Conditional visas expire, investors must return home. As many as 166 are in this boat now, according to the SEC lawsuit. Some of them have hired Klaskow to help.
With them, we're looking for alternative ways to get a green card.
That could mean applying for a different type of visa, or even investing in a different EB-5 project somewhere else in the country. There's also talk of applying extra jobs created by the completed JPEEK projects to the projects that didn't get finished. It's borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, Klaskow says. But in this case, Peter has enough to go around. That's the theory, anyway.
They were asking me for a legal opinion. I think I could justify it. I can't tell you I've seen it done before. So I think it takes a little bit of the Immigration Service using its discretion.
Without some viable alternative, investors very well could be deported. It's happened before with the EB-5 program, though not to any of his clients, Klaskow says. But he doesn't think it should come to this.
That risk investment to me means that I'm investing in something that has a risk of loss and a possibility of gain. I don't think that at risk means that I'm at risk that somebody's going to steal my money and commit criminal activity.
Klaskow is optimistic that the investors will find a way to stay in the country. The Russian investor is counting on it.
The price was a little bit higher than I anticipated, but let's hope for the best.
In the event his green card were to be revoked, he says, he would apply for political asylum to avoid going home. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.